This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
Oh, thank God Isaiah has bonded out of jail. Let's talk about it here.
Who was that? Sheriff John Bunnell.
John Bunnell. I don't know that.
That was that cop show in the 90s, 2000s. Like, he's going to spend the rest of his life in jail.
I don't think I know that at all. What am I missing? What is
Franklin,
that?
Franklin Fantex, help me out here.
It was like a bit or a political ad?
No, it was a TV show. It was like not like a Rescue 911 or Cops, kind of something like that, but like he thought he could beat the law, but he's going to spend the next 2 years in jail.
I don't know it, to be 100% honest. Here's what I do know. Isaiah Bond is a free man once again, the Texas wide receiver. University of Texas wide receiver Isaiah Bond turned himself in Thursday morning on a sexual assault warrant issued by Frisco police. According to Frisco PD public information officer, Bond, 20, was subsequently released after posting bail. Bond released a statement obtained by NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. Quote, regarding the accusation made against me, I would appreciate the time and opportunity to defend myself and prove the claims made patently false. I am in full cooperation with the authorities and will remain a willing and active participant in the investigation. Unfortunately, claims like these prove to be harmful to all involved. Absent full review, I kindly request that all reserve judgment until the authorities provide a complete report based on truth and evidence. The Texas product has been widely predicted to be a day two, second or third round selection in the upcoming 2025 NFL draft. Bond, who played his freshman and sophomore years at Alabama, is coming off a junior season with Texas in which he recorded 34 receptions for 540 yards and 5 touchdowns. And so there was this sexual assault claim that was made against him late last week, I think it was. So he had finally turned himself in, posted bond, and now he is out and free, and the NFL will commence with their investigations. I do find it interesting, at the very least, how frequently these stories will come out in April. Just the timing.
I'm not speaking
to anything in regards to the claims or anything else, but every year it does seem to come out in April for somebody.
It's pretty disgraceful.
I don't know that it may be completely true. It's just the timing of it. It's like, there's always at least one. There's always at least one person that has something come up in April, it feels like.
Yeah, all right, so the Laramie Tunsil thing, was that a team leaked that? How did that happen?
No, that turned out to be his dad or something. His stepdad leaked that as some sort of payback.
What a loser.
Yeah, no, that was... they had found out years later, SB Nation had done a research on that, and that had to do completely with somebody in his family who was trying to get payback on him and leaked it the day of the draft.
If Isaiah Bond did all these things, then I don't really have a problem with them coming out.
It was just real quick on Tunsil, his former financial advisor who he had fired, he leaked it.
Like, I don't have a great issue with these coming out now. If they were old, super old, and you're, my issue would be the teams that are, let's just say you're picking 20th, and you have a player that you don't think will be there, and you start floating things out there just to get them to drop. Like you're literally, that should be illegal.
Yeah,
should be illegal. I mean, I'm sure it is, but it should be illegal
to some extent. It probably, if it's made up, it's slander.
Yeah.
And so then it is. If it's true, well, it's then true, it's just, it's kind of.
If it's true and you're just, and nobody knows about it and it doesn't, and no one's, and you're holding it and you're the only one who knows and you're just holding it and you're only throwing it out there to get him to drop. I mean, you basically cost him money, A, on the draft, and then B, you cost him sponsorships. Like, he'll never get a sponsorship if he did something. You know,
yeah,
bad.
There might be some sort of lawsuit in there.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like a lot of times, I don't know that it comes from teams. I just wonder if one of two reasons. One, let's say you want to get back at somebody. Mm-hmm. So you make a claim that's not true and you time it out right now so that even if it's proven untrue, it still harms them in the end. Or let's say it is true and you just decide this person wronged me. I'm just going to wait till like April to hit him with it.
Yeah.
Which I don't totally have a problem with if that's the case. If they did something wrong.
If they did something wrong, they did something wrong.
Yeah, if they did something wrong and somebody wants to, this is my form of justice for myself, is to then.
Yeah, if it's
but
a team.
But if they didn't do it, it's obviously
right.
wrong.
It's a team, if it's a team doing it, that's where the problem for me happens. If it's, you know, if it's somebody who was wronged, you know, then that's okay.
713, in that case, I've heard Ashton Gentry hates puppies. He does.
Hates puppies?
Yeah, hates them. He's just like.
They do pee everywhere.
I mean, he's just, he doesn't like him.
Peyton's not a puppy fan.
Oh, Peyton loves dogs more than he loves people.
Dogs over humans.
Well, I mean, in general, but Peyton doesn't like puppies.
He doesn't.
That's made up.
Ashton Gentry, it's not.
I'll tell you this.
It's not made up about Ashton Gentry. I would not take a guy in the top 11.
Who doesn't like puppies?
Who doesn't like puppies?
Yeah. I tell you this. We are kind of, we think, out of the puppy stage. Our dog's two. He'll be two in May. He's finally getting his brain to work. He hasn't really had any accidents in the house in like a year. We broke it. We finally broke it. He was pooping everywhere.
Good for you, Pudge.
Hold it. Now, old Pudgy doing well.
He did it.
Finally hitting preteen and he's doing well.
214. If it's true and I was the victim, I would want it to drop to give him the most punishment, so I would wait until April. And I understand that.
Yeah. If you're the victim, I get it.
Look, I mean, I am up there with the pettiest of them all. I will not disclose totally what this is. But Choppy knows about this. This is I think Peyton knows too. This is a note right here. See this? This is a petty little note I keep in my wallet at all times, just in case. And just in case I happen to pass away. Here you go. Chop, do not open it up on the fan cam.
Oh, I know about that.
Do you know about this note, Peyton?
No, I don't think
it's okay, so
dude,
I keep...
Dude, you've got to...
I keep...
No, you've got to put that away. You can't have that. You can't have that. Right? He can't. That's not right.
That's funny.
It's objectively funny.
So I get it. If you wanted to try it, if you were victimized by somebody, I get why you would.
But you weren't victimized by this person.
Just relax. I think it's funny.
Look, again, yes, it's funny. You can't.
Am I the pettiest individual in our show? Or is it Sean?
You're the most dangerous individual on the show.
Because of how twisted I am?
Because of your ability to ruin someone's life using the computer.
Oh, yeah. Like I'm
you're like Sandra Bullock in The Net. You're like the bad people in The Net.
Let's talk about Shador Sanders and let's move off of what I have in my wallet. But, you know, if I ever pass away unexpectedly, Dallas police, just check my wallet. All right, let's talk about Colorado quarterback Shador Sanders. He's meeting around with teams and the question has been asked, is he rubbing people the wrong way? Has he done things to put people off with his approach and the very big personality, some of the bravado, different things like that, has that rubbed teams the wrong way? Well, he told NFL Network that he is maintaining his authenticity.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
He is remaining completely who he is throughout the entire process. And he says that if you like it, you like it. And if you don't, you don't. He said, when I talk to any team, I understand the work it's going to take. And I see the dynamic of everybody that's around. So I know how I approach different situations and what I'm going to have to do to be successful in different franchises. So I'm just sitting back, observing, watching everything and all of what's going to take to change the franchise for the better. He says, when I go visit these coaches and when I go to all these different franchises, I ask them truly what I think. And how, or I tell them truly what I think and how I feel. Some get offended, some like it, some don't. Makes some people uncomfortable, some people invite that. They know what type of person, what type of player they're going to get out of me. So I just have to make sure what type of culture or what type of dynamic I'm going to I'm going to have with them also. And this is where I really respect Shedeur Sanders from the perspective of when he stood up at the podium in Indianapolis and he was asked about his approach and the way that he does things. I thought he had a great answer. He was like, basically, here's what it is. If you want somebody to come in there and change your culture, then pick me. If that's what you're worried about, you come pick me because I'm going to go in there and I'm going to establish something. There's a swagger, there's a cockiness, but I think there's genuine leadership traits there too with Shedeur. It's just you have to ask yourself, is it the type of it? You know how Terrell Owens, he influenced people. Mm-hmm. He had a natural ability to influence people and get people to follow him. You just didn't always know if he was leading them the right way.
Look, I don't have a problem with Shedeur's, if you want to call it attitude, I don't have a problem with that. I don't think he's got a bad attitude. I have no problem with Shedeur. My question with Shedeur is, like, as a player.
I think he's, you know, I think only, he's
only
good.
Because, you know, Jackson State, obviously, he did not play against great competition at Jackson State. And then at Colorado, it was fine. It was fine competition, but it's not like it was Big Ten SEC. That's the only questions I would have. I mean, other than that, like, you know, the guy grew up. I think it's an advantage to have Deion as your dad. You grew up in the NFL.
You grew up in the
locker room.
I was going to say, you say it's an advantage. You don't think Deion's been a detriment to him at all?
I think he's been a detriment if people want him to be a detriment. They've already made their mind up on Deion and Shedeur. Like, don't you think that the sons and daughters of athletes are smarter in that sport than somebody who didn't grow up with a father or mother who played professional sports somewhere? Don't you think?
Yeah, that, generally.
Right?
Generally. But if you're
don't
talking,
you think that LeBron, that Bronny?
But think about how unique Deion is. As Deion was thought of at times as being too much of a culture destroyer.
Like, don't you think that that Bronny has a higher basketball IQ than a kid who, you know, grew up with parents who never saw basketball before?
Yeah, probably.
Right? Like, look at Bassick on the TV. There are plenty of Major League Baseball players who don't have Bassick's baseball IQ. I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that his dad played the majors.
We have people trying to guess what the note in my wallet says.
Oh, man.
321 and 325 both say, does Bobby have a note that says Dan Orlovsky did it? That is the exact guess they made. They both guessed that exact language. Dan Orlovsky did it.
It's close.
316, the note definitely tells the police to check out Mickey Fisher as a murder suspect. You know what? Let us know. The note in my wallet. Give us your best guesses, and I'll read them later on. What do you think the note in my wallet says? The note that I leave in here in case I die. The note I leave for law enforcement officials. Guess, and we'll read some of the best answers on the fan text, 877-881-1053.
B-Low.
B-Belt.
On 105.3 The Fan, Brent Severin joined the show at 920. And a terrible idea. A terrible idea on how to fix the Mavericks. It's all coming up next on 105.3 The Fan.